I was here from wrong, and I'll die in here.
Welcome to our group.
And this ought to show it right here.
Do you or someone you know suffer from depression? If so, please contact the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255.
Good evening, everybody. I'd like to welcome you, give you a little insight on what the Defender 7 is all about. For those of you new, even those of our members that haven't heard my voice or seen any of the postings that we post. But this goes out to all you patriots, all of our patriots throughout the United States and even overseas that we have followers. I just wanted to introduce myself and talk a little bit about our group. My name is Bobby Ormsby. I am a 100% disabled United States Navy veteran, proud of my service. I also go by DV Bobby Ormsby, which is D as in Delta, V as in Victor. And I am the general of the Defender 7. I decided to do this tonight because January 19th, 2019, myself, Daff, founded our group, the Defender 7. And since that date, we've come a long way. We are a humanitarian American patriot group, but we are not a militia. We train for natural disasters, shit hits the fan situations, and we try to help those in need when the time comes. And we are a nonprofit LLC, nonprofit humanitarian American patriot group. But we here at the Defenders are, consider ourselves more than that. We treat each other with most respect and as family, an extended family. We have officers. We are now trying to build a sector in each state throughout all 50 states. We have a website which goes in the depth of what we're about, and on that website we also have a store where we sell things and a donate button. We are not, I repeat, not like the other groups where they keep 90% of whatever they bring in and only distribute 10%. We here at the Defenders 7 give 100% back to our communities in time of need. And at any time, if anybody has a question of where the money goes or where it comes in, I have all records. All you have to do is ask me. I will more than gladly hand them over to you. This is the only way that we are able to do what we do here at the Defender 7. We also teach survival. We have many videos, not only on our national Facebook page, but also on our YouTube page. The only thing that we ask of our members is to participate throughout everything we do on Defender 7. Without participation, we can't succeed. Without you, we can't succeed. So all members and new members need to pitch in. And what I mean by pitch in, we have a lot of openings for officers in your state. All you have to do is reach out to one of us. And we'd be glad, more than glad to have you. We want to try to prepare the U.S. for natural disasters and anything that comes down the pike. And that's where you come in. Now, as soon as I get out of Facebook jail in 22 more days, my second-in-command, Lieutenant General Christopher Weathers, and I will be doing live Facebook streams. So you can get to put a name to the face and see what we got to offer. We're going to do these more often as soon as I get out of Facebook jail. But they will also be posted amongst other platforms in social media. Right now, we have our national Facebook page. If you type in all capital letters, Defenders 7. In the search box, it'll take you straight to our national page. We're also on MeWe. If you click on community and go down to Defenders 7, Humanitarian American Patriot Group. I post a lot on Twitter. All of our shows that we do here on Blog Talk. Oh, and by the way, Blog Talk Radio is owned by us, the Defenders, all the members. So if you have ideas on show topics, anything, if you want to advertise your own business or want to advertise company you work for, want to be interviewed on certain skills that you have, feel free. As a member, it's free to you. That was our gift to the Defender 7, is this Blog Talk Radio station, which not only goes nationwide, but it also goes global. We have quite a few countries that listen to our shows that we put out here. Monday nights, we do a show on the missing. Tuesday nights we do, which is our national colonel, medical officer, Kimberly Purvis, does a Medical Tuesday broadcast. Then on Thursday nights, it's what we like to call a free fall around the country. What's happening in your neck of the woods, types of things. And we call that current events. Now, we are not bonded by the FCC, so therefore profanity and whatnot is allowed, but no threats of any type, or we get shut down, or I remove you. But anything goes. And in this group, opinions matter. I don't care if you're Democratic. I don't care if you're Republican. Just agree that you can disagree without getting heated and upset and mad. In fact, we encourage Democrats and Republicans to call in on our shows on Thursday night so we can get your side of your thoughts on how the country's running and how you'd like to see it change. Whatever the topic is at night, whatever we start talking about, but we will never put anybody down. Because we treat each other like family. Siblings do not get along. They do for the most part, but you butt heads. I get that. But there's no need in this group for anybody to get mad and cuss off somebody because they didn't like what they said. That's why we said everybody's opinion matters. Now, within the 3 years, we've gotten to 762 members. I would like to see that grow. How can that happen? You see one of our shows posted? Do us a favor and share it on other platforms. Share it on your Facebook news feed or any news feed of any group you belong to that will allow it. Ask first, but get the word out. Tell your family. Get your family to join. You join. Help us recruit. I guarantee you will never regret it because, again, we're a nonprofit group, and, you know, we want to be there to help. And we want to train everybody. Everybody, I don't care if you're disabled. Everybody has something to contribute. Share your skills. Share your knowledge. That's what it's all about. Let's help each other. Patriot group, the strongest one out there. Now, as I wrote in the description of tonight's broadcast, we do have a website that does have a lot of information on it. And I always say, you know, do us a favor, help us to help you and your community. Purchase something from the store or donate. Every bit helps. That's the only way that we work. That's the only way we can do what we do. We helped out in three disasters by supplying food and water. We helped one of our own members that was struck by a tornado. Her house was damaged and her property. We helped with her. So, you know, that's what it's about. But us in the staff room, us staff members and officers, we can't do it just by us putting our own money up into it. We did it because nobody else would do it. But we did it. And that's where donations and sales from our store come in handy. And again, same thing with the website. You have any ideas of what you would like to see in the store? Hit one of us up. Let us know. We'll add it to the store. Because in the long run, if you think about it, we're all here to help each other. And the only thing that we ask in return, share our stuff, donate if you can. I don't care if it's a dollar. Everybody can find a dollar. But help us get the word out of what we're about. Because coming up towards the end of winter, I believe we're still discussing it, but we want to have a national meet midway. That way everybody can meet each other. Now, not only are we on Facebook, but we're also on Telegram, and we're also on Messenger. Now, we have a chat room for our group. We only had, out of 762 members, I believe we have close to 200 people. And out of the 200 in that chat room, we're lucky if we get a different person other than the same five or six and talking there. That's where you can come meet people from all over the country. Utilize it. But again, like I said, you know, you got groups out there that donations and anything they make from, if they have a store, anything they make from it, it goes in somebody's pocket, and they only give you 10% of what they bring in. Not us. We do 100% because that's how much we believe in our group, all of us founding members and members. That's how we work. That's how we're able to pitch in. Even if we can't physically pitch in, we pitch in to help those in need after, during, and after a disaster. Let's see, what else? I can be reached on my our email also, which is all lowercase letters, Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, Ormsby, O-R-M-S-B-Y, @13@gmail.com. That's our business email address. You want to call me or text me? My number's 803-240-1620. Just know if you do call me, you have to, because I have an app where if I don't know the number, it blocks the call and directs you right to my voicemail. Just tell me who you are and what it's about, and I will return the call right away. As far as email, I check it every day, sometimes 2-3 times a day. But we've had this in our minds even before we came together, because we were in a different group that didn't work out too well, and that's why we decided to branch off and make our own group. And as I said, we've done nothing but excel up to this point, and I'd like to see us succeed even more and up our numbers, especially with participation. I know everybody, life is busy. Everybody gets busy. But I see people saying that they're busy, that they can't do nothing, but yet you see them on Facebook 24/7 or on other platforms. I just don't get it. We are not just a Facebook group. We're not just a armchair warrior group. We want to do things to help those in need. So that being said, come join us. If you don't like it, you can leave. There'll be no hard feelings, believe me. I promise you. But we do need people that are willing to participate in everything we do throughout the Defender 7. That's for sure. We have many positions open. If you're interested in a position, feel free to reach out to one of us. We want to make this an even better group. But again, it's you, the Patriots, that we need to build us up better. Get us out there. That will help us succeed what we want to do and what we are trying to do. And some things we don't have on our store, which myself and my Lieutenant General Christopher Weather has, is bumper stickers. Defender 7 bumper stickers. Reach out to him or I, and we can show you the pictures of what we got. Like I said, every penny helps. Every dollar helps. And it's a win-win situation, because if something happens to you or your community, we could be right there to help, but we can't do it by ourselves. So come join us. Research more on us. If you're not sure, ask around. Just know that once you're a member, you will be treated with respect, irregardless of political affiliation, like I said earlier. Okay, I have somebody that just called in. Hello, you're on the air. Who am I speaking to?
Yeah, my name's Joe. I came here because I see the description page, and it says that you're defenders, that you support the military, the blue line, the first responders. So I wanted to find out, how exactly do you do that? You can thumbnail it for me. You don't have to give me a whole long, lengthy explanation.
Sure. If you already read the description, that's basically what we're about. We are a humanitarian American patriot group, not a militia. We are trained to help during disaster relief, for disaster relief.
Yeah, I read that, but I mean, how do you do that?
Through donations and sales from our store, 100% of our proceeds go to send help. Water, food.
When you say send help, let's say you say support the police. Now they're there at a protest rally. So how do you support the police in that situation?
Backup. As backup.
So you have people. Meaning?
Whatever's necessary.
So they're there at a protest rally, and you're there to help them, to back them up. So if they get into skirmishes with protesters, what does that backup mean then?
To safely back up our law enforcement in any way we can. We have trained medical personnel.
Okay, never mind. And if you're going to be all vague about it, then I don't need to know anything about what you've got.
I'm not being vague. I'm just putting out basic stuff right now. Check out our group. From what I'm getting from you, you want to know if we're going to go in and start blasting people. No, we're not like that. But we will do whatever we have to help our brothers and sisters and our law enforcement first responders in a time of need. That was nice. Trolls. They want to hear what they want to hear, you know, just like the fake news out there. They want to hear that you're going to go and you're going to start a riot, or you're going to bust out and start shooting people. No, that's not what I was talking about. And I know what he was getting at. And I've been doing this for over 2 years on the radio, and we get trolls like that because they try to slip you up. We are not a militia. We are not out there looking for trouble, but again, self-defense. If it comes down to it, yes, we can protect ourselves, and we can protect those in front of us, which is our first responders, police, medical, you name it. That's what we're there for. Now, we don't just run out the protests. That's not part of what we're about. Disaster relief is mainly what we work on. But even in disaster situations, you could have it break out and go south real quick. And that's where our training comes in. That's where we train our members. So anybody that just listened to that phone call, I wasn't being vague. I'm not lying. I am just putting out straight up facts of what we do and what we plan to do. And that's help. Help when it's needed. And defend ourselves. And if something should break out while we're doing our disaster relief work, that's where people get us mixed up with militia, because militia will strap a gun and walk the streets. That's not the Defender 7. Can we take care of ourselves? Yes, and we train our members that way too. But we're not out there to protest, and we're not out there to start a protest, start a war, or get involved in something that has nothing to do with us. That's that fine line right there. But like I said, guarantee you, if an officer gets hurt in front of any one of us, we'll step up and save that officer by all means necessary. That's why we back the blue. We back all of our first responders, medical, fire, you name it. That's what I mean by backup. We need to get out in our communities like I do here in South Carolina and speak to our officers and speak to our community and allow the officers know, you know, we're not a militia, but if something happens and you need assistance, I'm going to help you with whatever means is necessary to help you. That's the message we need to get out there in the communities. And that's where you come in. So I want to take this time to thank you for listening all the way till the end. And please, by all means, check us out. Come join us. Help us to succeed. Help us to help you and your communities when you need the help. That's what we're about. God bless you all. God bless America, our troops, our first responders, our military. And I thank you again for taking your time to listen to my discussion. Any questions or want to know anything more in depth, hit one of us up. Again, I am General Bobby Ormsby, and also AKA DV Bobby Ormsby. If you see my name out there, hit me up. And do us a favor, if you've listened to this, please share it to your news feed on Facebook. Share it everywhere for me. I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you all for your time. Good night and God bless.